It is the Thursday morning show, KAXE, KBXE, member-supported radio in northern Minnesota. It's time to check in with Minnesota's 41st governor, DFLer Tim Walz. Yesterday, he was in Moorhead and Bemidji. Today, it's Hibbing and Duluth. He's on his education tour. Governor, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Grateful.
So, Governor Walz, there's a rumor running around that you're going to be doing some hockey broadcasting. Is that right?
I'm pretty excited tonight. They have me down there at the tournament. And, you know, the football coach and me always watch this hockey thing with some fascination. So I'm glad to be going.
Sounds great. Well, so tell us what this tour is all about and what's going on in Hibbing.
Yeah, we're out and about, started down in Rochester. We're traveling across the state in a lot of different educational settings, some alternative learning centers, high schools, elementary schools, colleges. Highlighting what we know is at the core of Minnesota's success. It's its people and it's our education system. And I'm out trying to bring some attention to some of these amazing things that are happening. For example, in Bemidji yesterday at the high school, they have their career academies. Just some incredible stories of students already moving on to their careers, have job prospects already signed on to, and getting that real training, real-world training, and right in the high schools. And we're out just trying to make the case that if Minnesota continues to invest in our education system, in our people, we'll continue to be competitive. And we're gonna see that today at Hibbing High School.
Yeah, what are you expecting? Who do you talk to when you go to Hibbing High School?
All of them. We see students. We bring them in. We go and visit some of their classes, some of the innovative things that they're doing. We had a broadcast journalism class, which you two would be interested in, over yesterday in Bemidji, and we talked to instructors. What do you need? What does the state need to do? And some of the hopes and dreams of the students. What are you going to do after you get done with high school? Can you afford college? Where are you going to go to college? What should the state do? It's more of a listening tour for me. And then, of course, it's no secret that I come, you know, from that background. I'm a public school teacher. And I also put education at the center of my budget. And I want to talk to them about if we're going to use taxpayer dollars, we need to be wise and smart about it. And so I hear from these folks about what those dollars actually do.
So I'm sure you're seeing some common themes, and one of them is budget. But what are some other concerns that you're seeing across the board?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people, one thing is they want government to work together. I'm very proud that earlier this week we signed our first two bills, some major water and bonding projects, and then a bill to get beyond the MNLARS issue and the driver's license issue that rightfully frustrates Minnesotans, that we can do better and we can deliver better services. And I think what I'm hearing from people is they want to see us come up with those real working solutions. Obviously, one of the pieces that got debated heavily in my budget is transportation and a gas tax. And I mean, I just came across from Virginia to Hibbing on 169, and I need fillings in my teeth now. Those are things that people have to know. I did not promise things for free, but I have a responsibility to provide a budget that looks towards the next 20 years, not just the next 2 years. And transportation's big on people's list, and it'll get big here in the spring during the thaw because our roads take a beating. So I want to get out there. I laid out a plan. It's open for debate, as it should be, but I'm really encouraging people to see what you get for your money and your tax dollars and where do you want it invested.
You know, Governor Walz, there was a lot of talk about how excited people were for you to, you talked a lot about One Minnesota, and I know you've been getting some flack on this gas tax. What do you think of the Republican response to it?
Well, I think no is not a plan, as I told them. I'm open to decisions. My budget, I think, has been rightfully editorialized and reflected on, is the single greatest investment in greater Minnesota in decades, from restoration of local government aid, county program aid, but this transportation bill. And I didn't come up with 20 cents just out of thin air. We have $19.17 billion worth of needs over the next 20 years, and that's by the Society of Civil Engineers. We rank 27th in the nation in investment in our roads and bridges, and yet we have the fifth highest amount of mileage. We need to keep these things up. We need to invest in the future. And what I say to people is the debate here isn't gas tax or no gas tax. The debate is modern, safe transportation system versus crumbling, bumpy roads that make it more difficult and dangerous to get around. So I'm just asking them, what's your proposal? Because if they choose to take the money, and it's not nearly enough, if they choose to take it from the general fund, That means your school levies are going to go up. That means your property taxes are going to go up. That means there's not going to be local government aid back. And people in Hibbing and Bemidji and Duluth have already paid those tax dollars. So I think my argument is that, again, if you want to go run around and tell people they're going to have a world-class transportation system, you have the responsibility to tell them how to pay for it. This is a suggestion I put up, and I'm just asking if they've got a better one. And at this point in time, there hasn't been one offered.
I know you're a busy guy and you got to go, but one last question. So this job is still new for you as governor. Any surprises so far? What are you thinking of the job?
Well, I'm honored to do it. I've been at it for 2 months. I don't know if it's equivalent. I taught sixth grade for many years, so there might be a lot of similarities there between the two. But the one thing that I've noticed is there is an optimism and an expectation amongst Minnesotans for us to be the only state with divided government. They're asking me to continue to talk bipartisanly, to continue to try and find compromises, continue to set a vision for Minnesota that makes us proud, that maybe we can get there, but then be willing to say, you know what, maybe we're going to have to trim this back, or maybe we should go in this direction. So I don't know if I'd necessarily say it's surprising, but it's really heartening to me at a time when our national politics just seems like it can't get any worse. If you go and look, when we signed these bills together, we stood Democrats and Republicans, House, Senate, and Governor, and in real camaraderie and friendship. We did not see each other on different teams. We saw each other as having different points of view that came together from Minnesota. So I'm excited about that. I think it bodes well. We've got work to do. I think there's folks that it's easier to say you're going to fail than to actually do the hard work and get it done. I'm still hopeful we'll finish this session on time and get some good things done.
This is the Thursday Morning Show. Governor Walz, thanks so much. Have a great time in Hibbing and Duluth today.
Thank you both.